Hey, it's Nel Medora here with the Swipes email for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This is an educational and fun little email brought to you by Copywriting Course. So let's get started with a swipe. So one of my favorite marketing concepts is the slippery slope. It's where you capture people's attention, give them great content, and then get them to take an action by sliding them down like this imaginary slide. So generally, like a headline gets them sucked in, then the next line gets them sucked in even more, then you tell them some interesting information, and the last step is you get them to take an action. This action can be signing up for an email, buying a product, or even just selling them on the idea of a concept. It doesn't have to be a sale necessarily, but essentially you're getting them to take some action at the end. And the absolute best way to get people down the slippery slope is by using what's known as the ADA formula. It means attention, interest, desire, action. And it's a step-by-step slide that people can go down, and it kind of slides people down the slippery slope for you. And I think it's a great little formula that everyone should learn. And so I actually suggest you go to copywritingcourse.com/ADA-formula. And you can see how to sell stuff, even stuff like a helicopter, I give an example of, using the ADA formula. It's one of the most powerful things that I teach people. And it's something that like Fortune 500 companies use, all the way down to small marketing agencies to freelancers. It's just one of the best formulas ever invented for copywriting. And if you don't know it, you're missing out big time on selling people things, products, services, or even ideas. You can use it in your business or your personal life. Here's a little piece of wisdom I learned the hard way. We discovered a new thing in Gmail spam prevention. And what we did is we sent out an email broadcast last week and got a 4% email open rate, which is like 10 times below the normal, by the way. So something definitely went wrong. And a lot of people emailed back and said that, hey, Gmail sent this to my spam or asked if it was a phishing email. And we're like, what the hell went up? What happened? And so what happened was we actually took a picture of a form for where we submit copy and linked it to our submit copy area. And Google thought that this was like a shady practice and that we're trying to like steal information with the fake form. In reality, it's just trying to show like, this is how people, you know, input their stuff. And anyways, apparently if you take a picture of a form and link it to a form like that, it'll flag you. So that's a new thing because we've actually done this a million times in the past. And it's never been a problem, but we discovered a new Gmail spam feature. So little piece of advice, if you're ever thinking of doing that, don't. Here's something kind of interesting. In 2003, if you look at all the top TV shows, you'd have to take all of their combined highest viewed episodes and put them all together just to equal one mid-size episode viewership of Seinfeld. So that's kind of wild. Apparently, one of the biggest shows right now is called Bob and Abishola. Never heard of it. Ghost, never heard of it. So Help Me Todd, never heard of it. The Neighborhood, never heard of it. And then Young Sheldon. Those are the top five TV shows right now. If you take all the viewership of one of those, their top episodes, it wouldn't combine to one mid-size episode of Seinfeld, which is crazy. And the episode that they're comparing this to is not even one of the top 50 most popular episodes of Seinfeld either. So if you compare it to like the highest rated episodes, which are the two finales, it would be something like you'd have to take every viewership of every TV show, top TV show, to combine just to get one of those episodes. It's wild how big this show was. And one thing to note is that the viewership of a show nowadays, it's kind of like tracking internet traffic and where your customers come from. It used to just be like you watch Seinfeld on a TV broadcast. That's it. That's the only way of tracking it. Now it's TV broadcasts, internet streamers, social media, etc. So it's really difficult to calculate full viewership. So in that case, I don't know if that this is a fair comparison because they're just comparing like streams and TV compared to just TV back then. But it is just wild how big of a social phenomenon Seinfeld was. And this graph just shows it. Here's a fun little picture, and it's from a recent blog post from Sam Parr, one of my buddies, one of my best buddies, and it's reminiscent of these original blogs where you just shared stuff for the sake of sharing and remembering. So back in the day, I had a blog called Neville's Financial Blog, and I just talked about the money I was making from different internet ventures. I would post pictures of me going to events, all that kind of stuff. And it was fun reading people's blogs because instead of just seeing like a couple of pictures like on Instagram of an event or maybe just like a tweet summary of an event, it's like a full documentation of what you did, what you were feeling, what you thought, some of your notes, different types of media, that kind of stuff. And I feel like these types of blogs are going to make a comeback in the recent, in coming years. I think they're going to make a comeback because I think you just go more in depth, get to know people better through them. The one downside of blogging like this is They take a long time to create. And I'm hoping in the near future, you can just select a few photos and AI will create these posts for you. Anyways, this this blog that Sam posted was like a crazy weekend we had where we were supposed to go to LA for a Hampton event. And we're going to fly out Friday morning and come back Saturday night. And instead, it was South by Southwest. And there was a friend in town, unnamed person, who was like, hey, we're flying private. Would you like a ride? And we're like, yeah. So we changed all of our flights around and flew out on a private jet to LA a day earlier, which is kind of cool. Kind of had to scramble to find different accommodations and stuff, but it was totally worth it. Then we met up with Ramit, one of our good buddies from back in the blogging days, in LA as well. And then on the way back, here's the best part. Instead of flying private there, we flew in the back seat by the bathrooms in economy coach. So it was a very, very different ride on the way back. Anyways, it was a cool thing, and you can check out the recap over here. Here's a little essay. So digital advertising is super effective, but good old outdoor advertising is still pretty fun. I had a dumb idea. I was going to a yoga class in this area, and I saw that the Hustle's old office sign is still up in Austin. It's right near downtown Austin. And they moved out of that office, but it's just sitting there empty. I don't think anyone rents it. It's a... how do I say? It was kind of a sketchy area, actually. And so it's sitting empty in this very high traffic area. Like, it gets so much traffic. Like, the light is always busy over there. It's right by downtown. And there's no sign letters on it. And I was just thinking, should I buy a pack of letters and just put my own ad on it? Like, if you go buy those, like, you know, those 6-inch letters or whatever from Amazon, it probably costs you $50 to write, like, follow Neville at NevMed or something like that. It would be kind of a funny thing to put. Just like some, like, guerrilla marketing tactics. And lastly, here's a splurge. So the new sell a course is sell a community. I've noticed a lot of people do this, and I did this about 4 years ago, where we transformed the copywriting course from just a simple course that people buy into kind of a community. And there's many aspects that are beneficial from this, like you can get recurring revenue if you charge a monthly membership. You can also deliver all your courses, but also offer existing help or extra help to people. So for example, yes, we sell information on how to write better copy, but if you upload it to our forum community, then someone will actually rewrite that copy or help you out with it. So that's the benefit of these communities. And I made a little calculator over here. If you click any of these charts inside of the email, you'll see the calculator. But it's basically, there's three levers that can change the income of a community. It's the price, the time people stay, and the number of customers. It's just that simple. It's three little things, and you multiply them by each other, that equals revenue. So this chart shows example sample revenue of a community ranging from size of 100 members to 1,200 monthly members. So for example, if you have a community priced at $97 a month, and you have 100 customers paying for 6 months each, then you can get $58,000 in total revenue or $9,700 a month. However, if you have like 1,200 customers for 6 months at 97, you could be making $116,000 a month or $698,000 total revenue. So you could just see, like, you know, with the price staying the same and the number of months people stay is the same, increasing the number of customers can be very good. And that's the same for the different prices of community. And this is very important. A lot of people will try to charge like $10 a month for a community. But here's the thing. If you charge $10 a month for a community, and even if people stay for an average of 6 months and you have 500 customers, that means you'll make $5,000 a month or $30,000 in total revenue. But that's for 500 customers. You have to get 500 people to pay. That's no small feat, right? But if you were charging 90, or let's say $100 per customer for the same thing, and you had that same 500 people, they stay for 6 months each, you'd be making $50,000 a month. So yes, it is harder to charge $100 a month versus $10 a month, but you can see that it makes a massive, massive difference in the price. So when I've seen people try to charge like $5 a month for a community, and you're just like, you have to get so many people to make any sort of meaningful amount of money from that. So anyways, I thought that was kind of a cool thing. You can check out the calculator I made on it. It's super helpful, very basic calculator, but very helpful to show. Anyways, I hope you enjoy these Friday tidbits, and check out some member wins from this month alone also from copywriting course. It said, like, our engagement up is up on LinkedIn. I couldn't have done it without the support, feedback, and rewrites of the members on the site. You guys are amazing. FG said, my email list is growing. Thanks for the feedback and guidance inside the course. Again, TN said, the tips and insights in this course are amazing. They're short, yet comprehensive, entertaining, yet packaged with wisdom and insight. And LG had this other cool quote. It said, better copywriting is making a huge difference on marketing outreach. Thanks for the feedback and brilliant courses. And then LH got some help with his book. So I really appreciate the feedback on promoting my book. It's making a huge difference. Anyways, if you want some guidance inside the copywriting course, come join us, copywritingcourse.com/join. I'll talk to you later.